And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 11:30, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. And joining us this morning, the contestant who came 13th in the league table last year, which is pretty good, considering she only joined us partway through the year. Say good morning to Michelle Atkinson. Hi, Michelle.
Morning, Dave.
Right, now, we spoke to you back in November, and you were suffering from the dreaded COVID, and I gather you're still not over it.
No, I'm on my third lot of antibiotics. It's causing havoc with my asthma at the moment.
Oh,
so I'm
right.
Coughing like a juice bunch.
Oh, gosh, you must be sick and tired of feeling ill, then.
Yeah, well, I've just got to get on with it, haven't I, really, day to day, but I'm still working and stuff, so.
Right, so, again, not life-threatening, but just very annoying for you.
Yeah.
Irritating. Okay. Well, I think you did quite well last year, because as I mentioned before, you only joined us for the quiz partway through the year, so to come 13th in your very first year isn't bad at all.
Not bad, considering last time I was on, I was ill with COVID. I think I only got about four.
I think you did. You weren't at all well then. Right. Okay. Fingers crossed you're going to do better today. The usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay? Good luck, and here they come. Which street is named on a 10cc song?
Pass.
Complete the title of this Neil Diamond song, Love on the...
Third degree.
In which decade was Chris Rea born?
1950s.
Which famous singer and songwriter left the Velvet Underground to go solo in 1970?
Pass.
Who once sang You've Got More Rabbit Than Sainsbury's?
Chas and Dave.
In which decade was Dusty Springfield born?
1940s.
Which group had a hit with Son of My Father back in 1972?
Pass.
Peter Gabriel left which group in 1975?
Genesis.
Which group's second number one album was called A Day at the Races? And you can answer that. A Day at the Races. You're going to pass on that one as well.
Yeah, don't know that one.
Right, okay. They didn't really go your way today, did they?
No.
Probably
I think they were quite early considering I wasn't even born in the 70s.
Well, there you go. Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. There were predominantly the 70s questions. I didn't do that deliberately, just the way it worked out. And if you weren't born then how the heck would you know the songs? Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time. And you passed on 1, 2, 3, 4 questions, and you got 1, 2, 3 questions right.
Oh,
so,
even worse than last time.
Indeed. And I can say you can't blame it on COVID, but in a way you can, because you're still not over it. Right, let's go through them, just for the sake of other people who might be trying to work them out. The street that's named in a 10cc song was Wall Street. It was a song called Wall Street Shuffle. Complete the title of the Neil Diamond song, Love on the Rocks, is what we were looking for there. The famous singer and songwriter that left the Velvet Underground in 1970 was Lou Reed, who went on to do Walk on the Wild Side. In which decade was Dusty Springfield born? It was actually the 1930s, older than you realise.
Wow!
Yes, indeed.
God, yeah.
And the group that had a hit with Son of My Father in 1972, they were called Chicory Tip. I think that was a bit of a one-hit wonder. And the last one...
Yeah,
no, which group's second number one album was called A Day at the Races? That was Queen. And one of their others was A Night at the Opera. They were all film titles, yeah?
Yeah, anyway, got that one.
Indeed, but you've had a go anyway. You've given it your best shot. And hopefully, when we talk to you in about a month's time, you'll be feeling better by then. We said that in November, but surely it's got to be right in the next few weeks for you.
Well, these antibiotics have got for a month, so...
Right, okay, so by the time we talk to you, the antibiotics will be finished and you'll be back to normal fitness, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Right, thanks, Michelle. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Lotte.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's how it goes sometimes. Questions are from the wrong era for you. But if you fancy having a go at round two, see if you can beat that score of 3 out of 9, get in touch now. Chester 391063.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
I shall give you another clue after 1 o'clock, by the way. Right, if you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Michelle Atkinson in Helsby get a score of 3 out of 9 with 4 passes. Still not feeling too well, is our Michelle, having got COVID before Christmas. Hoping to beat that score and to be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. Say good afternoon to Lindsay Davis, who's in Chester. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dave.
Now, you were telling me off air you're suffering from brain fog today.
Yeah, it's not good, and I'm actually really nervous today for some reason.
Oh, well, I can identify with that, because even though I've been doing this for years, I was extremely nervous when I was answering the questions before Christmas, and consequently, I didn't do very well. But the good thing from your point of view is that you've only got to beat 3 out of 9, so you must be in with a good chance.
I might get one today.
So, what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? Probably before Christmas, I'm guessing.
Yeah, not that much, to be fair. Just getting back to things, getting back to work.
Excellent.
Busy.
Right, excellent. Can you tell us what you do for a job, or is it top secret?
I'm a design manager. I work for a well-known leisure company.
Ah, right. That sounds a fascinating job. And do you enjoy it?
I do. It's really good.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, back to the matter in hand. Once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Complete the name of this 80s group, Joan Jett and the...
Blackhearts.
Doing the Do was a hit in 1990 for Betty Who.
Boo.
Who released an album called Jagged Little Pill in 1995.
Alanis Morissette.
By what names are PJ and Duncan better known?
Anton Deck.
What was Gary Barlow's first solo single after he left Take That?
Oh, I can't remember. Pass.
By what name is the singer Maria McDonald McLaughlin Laurie better known?
Oh, pass.
Which 60s singer had a backing group called the Pirates?
Oh, pass.
In which decade was Lionel Richie born?
40s.
What comic chat show hosted... What comic chat show host used an ABBA song for the show's title?
Comic chat show... Alan Partridge.
Alan Partridge. I'll give you one more because I stumbled on that one. Complete this Barry Manilow song title. Can't Smile... Something, something.
Oh no... I do know that, but pass, it's not coming to me.
No, yeah, you have to pass on that one. Right, okay, let's see how you did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions answered. So you answered one more than Michelle. You passed on 1, 2, 3, 4, which is exactly the number she passed on. And on this occasion, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So you're this week's champion. Well done.
I'm actually surprised because I was just really nervous today, and I'm just more than normal. I don't know why.
You felt under pressure, but it didn't stop you getting a good score. And I have to say, some of the ones you slipped up on were ones that would be very, very difficult for anybody to answer. Let's go through them. You passed on this one. What was Gary Barlow's first solo single after he left Take That? And that was Forever Love. And it was a good song as well. I must play that sometime.
Yeah, I think I would have just needed a couple more minutes to.
And you would have got that one. You see, that's the thing with the 60-second challenge. Most of the questions are easy, but it's getting them in the time. Right, the next one. By what name is the singer Marie McDonald McLaughlin Laurie better known? You can see why she changed it.
Sheena Easton or something like that.
It isn't, but it is a Scottish singer, so you're thinking on the right
Lulu.
Line. It's Lulu, yeah, well done. Right, which 60s singer had a backing group called the Pirates? Now, that would be difficult for you, because you wouldn't have been around in the early 60s, which is when this one came out. He was called Johnny Kidd. It was Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
Right, no, I wouldn't not have got that.
But you should have got this last one. Complete this Barry Manilow song title. Can't Smile... Without You.
Oh, my God.
You know it now, don't you?
Of course I do, but yeah.
Just didn't come to you in time. Never mind, but you did very well. Thanks for taking part, and we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time, okay?
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
So she did all right, didn't she? And the 60-second challenge is back on your radio next Sunday morning, around about 11:30.